This summer, McDonald's teamed up with General Motors for a Happy Meals promotion. They gave away plastic toy Hummers, and environmentalists are not loving it. Does Mickey D's deserve a break today, or are the giveaway Hummers teaching kids to glorify the hulking gas guzzlers? The issue sent legions of green bloggers into hyper-cyberspace. Leading the way was Nick Astor from San Francisco, founder of the popular blog TriplePundit.com, which looks at environmental, social, and business issues. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. So, you know, it's called a Happy Meal, but it doesn't seem to be making you very happy. What's your problem?
It is a Happy Meal. I think that the issue with the Hummer is that a Hummer isn't really a happy image, at least not to a lot of people.
What about to you?
Not really to me. I think a Hummer to me is sort of this classic, almost to the point of cliche, example of excess and greed and disregard for the environment and the people around us.
But you know, Nick, sometimes a toy is just a toy.
It's true, it is. But the thing about the Hummer is it has enough symbolism attached to it that I think that even with kids, it goes a little bit beyond just a toy.
Well, you helped launch a blog storm. I mean, talk about a firestorm of protests. A lot of other blogs picked you up. And I'm wondering about using a blog to conduct this type of corporate protest.
Well, you know, interestingly, I think that a blog storm, if you want to call it that, turns out to be a pretty effective form of getting one's point across when it comes to issues like this. My whole beef with the whole thing is that McDonald's has made a very public statement that they care about the environment, and I think that giving away toy Hummers in Happy Meals flies in the face of that claim.
Well, one person wrote on your blog that if all McDonald's toys were promotional, then their last one, Pirates of the Caribbean, would have been promoting a pirate lifestyle of raping, pillaging, and plundering. You know, where do you draw the line between harmless toys and manipulative promotion?
Well, I think that the Pirates of the Caribbean promo would have been promoting going to see the film, which it probably did effectively. You know, I personally am not taking so much the stance of let's hammer McDonald's and make them look bad. They've done quite a bit with regards to packaging. We all know about the progress that McDonald's has made with regards to rainforest beef and some of their other sourcing issues. I'm sort of taking the perspective of let's think about what McDonald's could have done better.
The vice president for McDonald's said you should write on their blog, actually.
I did, as a matter of fact. I left a comment, and I suggested to them that they might be better off talking to Honda or even the Tesla people and giving away a car that represents new technologies like hybrid motors or electric cars or even some sort of gadget that demonstrates the effectiveness and the coolness, if you will, of wind power that I think kids would get a kick out of.
A little plastic windmill?
Sure, why not? It's a zany idea, but imagine if McDonald's got big into renewable energy and gave away little toys, windmills that you could blow on it, lights up a light, something like that. I'm sure there's plenty of toy companies that would be interested in promoting something like that. And I'm sure kids would go crazy for it, and they'd probably play with them a lot more than they'd play with a Hummer, which winds up in the bottom of the sandbox after a few days.
Or how about a hybrid Hummer?
It's a step. It's a step, I guess. Of course, the irony is that the thing's so big that you're probably defeating the point. You might as well drive a regular gas car, and you'd still be better off. Schwarzenegger drives a biodiesel Hummer, which is definitely a step in the right direction. So that would be progress.
Nick Astor runs TriplePundit.com. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks very much.
Well, to be fair, we put a call to McDonald's headquarters in Oak Brook, Illinois. It's home to Hamburger U, where they came up with the Hummer of a Summer Happy Meal promotion. Bill Whitman is a spokesperson for McDonald's. Mr. Whitman, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Why a Hummer?
Well, why not a Hummer? I certainly appreciate the fact that there are some who have concerns about the environment, which we certainly share. We have a long history of responsibility for the environment, and we will continue to do so. But the Happy Meal promotion with a Hummer toy certainly speaks to what children do best, and that is use their imagination and play.
Did you ever consider maybe a hybrid car?
Well, we haven't gotten to that point yet. Doesn't mean that we won't, and doesn't mean that we wouldn't consider it when the opportunity presents itself.
You know, Mr. Whitman, I once read that McDonald's was the biggest distributor of toys in the world?
Yeah, we're also the nation's largest distributor of fresh sliced apples. So McDonald's, with 13,000 restaurants in the U.S., with 26 million customers coming through our restaurants every day, we do a lot of things in big numbers, but we're most proud of the commitment that we have to our customers and the communities that we serve to ensure that we're doing the right things for the right reasons. And that's a commitment that McDonald's has shared for many years, and we will continue to demonstrate and act in a socially responsible way.
Well, Mr. Whitman, I want to thank you very much.
Bruce, thanks for having me.
Bill Whitman is a spokesperson for McDonald's USA.